Hey, Rob, there's something I wanted to ask you.
What's that, Chris?
Have you seen any good movies lately?
Have I seen any good movies lately?
Well, it's time for that special part of the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. This is Have You Seen Any Good Movies Lately with Chris and Rob movie critic Scott Barlow. Hi, Scott.
Hi, guys.
Scott, let me ask you something.
Yeah.
Have you seen any good movies lately?
Let me think. No.
No? But you have seen some movies lately, haven't you?
I've seen a lot of movies lately. But
you've seen some pretty darn crappy movies, haven't you?
Oh, yeah.
Run down the list, one at a time. These all get thumbs down, don't they?
Wait, let me check here, make sure. Yeah, they all get thumbs down.
What about Welcome to the Dollhouse? Have you seen that?
Yes, I saw it last night.
And that gets a thumb down?
It gets a pretty much a thumbs down, yeah.
Now, Welcome to the Dollhouse is about an adorable yet dorky kid, right?
She's not adorable, but she's very dorky.
And why didn't you like it?
Well, you know, it's...
My guess is it hit too close to home with the reviewer. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
It's just, it's pretty much, it's not very subtle, and everyone in the movie is so incredibly cruel to this girl that it just gets to be ridiculous.
You know, childhood is a very cruel time.
Yeah, but the girl's mother, she gets kidnapped, and the girl's mother doesn't care. And that's just kind of, it goes over the top.
It's called artistic license.
What?
It's called artistic license.
It's called going over the top.
You know, you wouldn't really...
Are you sure that this isn't just a black comedy and you didn't get it?
No, it's not a black comedy. It's supposed to be a social commentary, and it doesn't work. It bashes you over the head like an Oliver Stone movie, and it doesn't quite work.
So did anyone's head get put in a vise and the vise tightened until the eyes bugged out?
No, which is a definite strike against it.
Okay, what else have you seen?
I saw that wacky cable guy.
Oh, well, Jim Carrey is the cable guy.
What?
Why did you see
why
that?
Did you
spend money to see this, or did your credentials as a movie critic get you in for free?
What is this?
I spend money to see it.
Oh,
my father
what?
Spent money to see it.
What?
My dad took me to
What, did you hit the
okay.
line? Okay.
Dad paid.
Okay.
And so what'd you think of Jim Carrey as the cable guy?
Well, Jim Carrey can be entertaining at times, but mostly he's just annoying. And the movie couldn't decide whether it wanted to be creepy or funny, and it was never much of either.
Now, after seeing that movie, who did you lose more respect for? Ben Stiller, the director, or your dad for laying down the price of two tickets to see a Jim Carrey movie?
I'd say Ben Stiller.
Ben Stiller is as hot. You know, that's the whole thing about Hollywood, why it sucks. Like, you look at, who's that guy that used to scream all the time?
Goldthwait?
No. The original Bobcat. The guy that died in the...
Sam Kinison?
Sam Kinison was this wild, super nutty, wacko, cutting-edge comedian. He lived on the edge of entertainment and comedy in America, and the apex of his career was when he played an 11-inch tall guy on a Fox sitcom. You look at Ben Stiller, he's this hot, up-and-coming young director, writer, slash actor. He does it all. He had a very highly critically acclaimed show. He put out a critically acclaimed movie. The world is his oyster. He can do whatever he wants. He's young. He's hot. People love him. He is the next big thing, and he chooses to work with Jim Carrey. What is the point of being in entertainment business?
It's Rob, let's just move on. Scott?
Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
Scott Barlow, resident movie critic, the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. What other movies have you seen lately?
I saw The Phantom.
The Phantom, that's that has-been superhero that nobody's ever heard of, except for our grandmas and grandpas.
True.
And?
It wasn't very good.
Was it action-packed?
It had a lot of action, but it's that goofy cartoon action that's not really exciting to watch.
So basically, no one accidentally shot somebody in the face, and you watch the brains blow out onto the windshield.
No, and that's a definite strike against it.
Well, let me ask you something. While we're talking about comic books made into movies, I heard a couple of years back that, what's that name of that guy that directed that movie, Edward Scissorhands?
Richard Burton?
Tim Burton.
Tim Burton was going to direct a version of Spider-Man, the amazing Spider-Man, and that kid that played Scissorhands was going to be Spider-Man.
Johnny Depp.
Peter Parker was going to be Johnny Depp.
That's
now,
incorrect.
Is that ever going to happen?
Jim Cameron is going to make Spider-Man.
Who's Jim Cameron?
He made the Terminator, Terminator 2.
Oh, come. See, Spider-Man is my all-time favorite comic book. Why is that moron
getting to make it? Is he the same guy that made that movie about strippers in Las Vegas?
No, that was Paul Verhoeven.
Paul Verhoeven. What was that movie called?
Showgirls.
Showgirls. And who was in that from Saved by the Bell?
I don't know.
Elizabeth Berkley.
Elizabeth Berkley. And she was in that movie, Showgirls. And who directed that again?
Paul Verhoeven.
What else has Paul Verhoeven directed?
He directed such films as Basic Instinct, Flesh and Blood, and the fourth man.
We digress. So when's this James Cameron as Peter Parker, the Amazing Spider-Man, going to come out, and is it going to be directed by that Tim Burton guy?
Well, they're currently tied up in court over trying to get, I don't know, certain copyright things ironed out. But James Cameron is going to make it, and it's supposed to be big high-tech, lots of digital effects, that kind of thing.
Cool. So what other movies have you seen this week, Scott?
I'm a little embarrassed to admit it. But
hold on, you just admitted the cable guy.
You
said you saw Jim Carrey, so you're embarrassed
about something.
Hunchback?
Else.
This is worse. Eddie.
Oh, with Whoopi, how was that?
It was horrible. This is by far the worst movie I've seen out of
What about when Whoopi saw all their penises in the shower?
Oh, that was hysterical.
Did she like say, hey man, get away, you know, I wouldn't be talking because that's such a little problem you have, you know,
yeah,
stuff like that.
Yeah, something like that.
Well, Scott Barlow, resident movie critic of the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, let me ask you one more question before this segment of tonight's movie critic program is over.
I got three more movies here.
Damn,
we're gonna skip over them, though, because
you're so
damn cynical, you don't like nothing, which is fine, because a movie critic is supposed to be cynical and not like nothing.
I like these movies.
However, I want to set up a scenario here, right?
What?
There's a little lady that wants to go out on the weekend. She wants you to take her to a movie. But you were listening to the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, and all you know is movies that suck. Let's suppose you want to take the nice lady to... Let's suppose you want to take her to a movie that's really going to turn her on. Are there any movies out right now that are going to be a fun date? Any date flicks out right now?
The best movie I've seen this summer is Mission Impossible.
I heard Cats and Dogs is a good movie to take a chick to.
Yeah, if you want to OD on cuteness.
Is that Uma Thurman?
I don't know who, but it's Janine Garofalo.
Uma's cute.
So's Janine.
Janine's cuter than Uma.
Hell yeah. Okay, go ahead. What are the other three movies? I want to hear these last three.
I saw The Arrival with Charlie Sheen.
That's the outer space one.
Yeah.
You're supposed to be into that. It's all about radio transmission.
You mean the Independence Day?
No, that's going to be the stupid big budget one. It's going to come out later, full of dunderheads. This is the real one about the real high-tech science that goes into contacting outer...
I heard there was one coming in the second half of summer called Mars Attacks, starring Jack Nicholson.
Yeah, see, that's the crappy one. This is the real one.
Jack Nicholson plays the President of the United States.
Who cares?
That's not even made yet. Tim Burton's making that one.
Yeah, okay, but he's not making Spider-Man?
No.
Okay, so how was this one with Charlie Sheen?
It was better than you'd think, because most Charlie Sheen movies suck, but it's still pretty stupid.
Now, if Tim Burton makes this movie on Spider-Man and they get James Cameron to play Peter Parker, do you think they could get, if you ever read the comic book, you'd know the character, Nicholson could play J. Jonah Jameson, the newspaper guy that hates Spider-Man all the time?
You mean the guy with the perfect silver hair and the big cigar in his mouth?
And the Hitler mustache.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that sounds good to me.
Who could be Robbie? Danny Glover as Robbie.
Who's Robbie?
He was like the token black guy they wrote in as the assistant editor.
What was his chick's name?
Mary Jane Parker, face a tiger, you hit the jackpot. That's what she'd say all the time. Like, you know, then they show like a full page picture of her dripping wet, like barely covering her enormous bosom with a towel. Face a tiger, you hit the jackpot. Okay, go ahead. What else have you seen?
I saw The Rock.
We saw The Rock. Chris and I can speak knowledgeably about The Rock.
Sean Connery and that other guy.
Nicolas Cage,
who's the only legitimate actor left in the 1990s.
And Ed Wood was in it. He was pretty good.
Uh-huh.
I was disappointed.
What do you mean disappointed? It was a special effects bonanza.
Yeah, but they'd have some huge speech about America and some big dramatic scene, and then it'd be like wacky Connery and Cage getting kooky, running around doing a bunch of kooky one-liners.
You know, but I like the fact that there was a mainstream entertainment vehicle made in America that pointed out all the crappy stuff we've done, all the secret wars that we've fought, all the hidden espionage, and all the loss of innocent life that we've created, all the pandemonium that we've wreaked all over the world, and the fact that the people who have to do the wreaking, do the creating, they get killed behind enemy lines in China and places that we aren't even supposed to have been in, and their families get nothing. I like the fact that there was a mainstream mom-and-pop Main Street USA vehicle that brought those attentions to light. Maybe we can finally overthrow this corrupt government.
And don't you think that The Rock had one of the best car chase scenes since The French Connection?
No, I thought that car chase sucked.
Why? What was wrong with the car chase in The Rock?
Because it's so heavily edited that I couldn't tell what was going on at any given time.
Exactly.
Where they are, you don't know what they're doing, you don't know who's in what car, you don't know who's smashing into what, and it has the old cliche of, look out, here comes the fruit stand.
what?
Look out, here comes the big water truck.
Man, play that, I haven't heard that.
Yeah, the water truck was cool. It was like Letterman and Frisco, dropping stuff down the mountains.
Crap.
Let's see. Okay, do your impression of Dragonheart and then do your last movie review.
Well, I got a new... Well, it's, see, the best thing about... You got to do an impression where he says an S, because that's the big Connery thing.
Okay.
But the Rock thing, when he says, welcome to the Rock.
Yeah, that
that's
was
a good one. Cause
they use that in the trailer.
Thing. What?
That's so good they use that in the trailer.
Yeah, except there was another thing about that movie. When he ducks through the little flaming tunnel...
Yeah.
Why is that thing still running? The place has been shut down for years.
I have no... Dude, that movie... There's so many holes in those kind of movies. Go ahead. You can't worry about that kind of stuff.
Oh, I also saw I Shot Andy Warhol.
No, well, I heard that was good.
That's an art film, man. That should have been really, like, you know, trippy and everything.
First half hour is really good, and then it degenerates into, like, goofball psychedelia stupidity.
Cool. Can you take a date, or should you only go if you're, like, on drugs?
Well, it's all about scum, the Society for Cutting Up Men, so you might not want to take your girlfriend to see it.
Okay. Well, this has been Seen Any Good Movies Lately? With our resident movie critic on the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, Scott Barlow.
Go see Hunchback and tell us what it's all about.
What are you going to see by next week, Scott?
Eraser.
You have been erased.
Don't worry, you've been erased. It looks great, man. What are you talking about?
Yeah, it does. It looks real good.
Go see Flipper again, punk.
First press. Up. Down. Up. Down.
All the way up.
Down.
Up. If you don't squeeze down your buttocks properly, I will erase you.
Down. Up. 8.
Up.
He's rocking.
Up.
10.
Up. 11. Up. 12.
Up.
3 more.
What the hell is
up. This is my Arnold Schwarzenegger record, Scotty. You catching all this?
I want to get that.
That's a cool record, man. It's expensive, though.
Have you rented a video yet where in the beginning there'll be total darkness and then all of a sudden Schwarzenegger comes...
Hi, this is Arnold, your instructor.
That's Arnold, our instructor. You want to hear that again, Scotty?
Nice.
Yeah.
Your eraser.
This is Arnold,
your instructor. Before we start lifting weights, it's important to begin each exercise session with a few minutes of warm-ups. This will increase your heart rate and pump blood out to your muscles where it will be needed. Use this warm-up time to whet your appetite and really get mentally ready for your workouts. Now listen to this.
So what are you going to see next week, Scott? Besides
Eraser,
what else are you going to see?
The Young Poisoner's Handbook.
That looks like it might be fun and wacky.
It's supposed to be scary and unsettling.
Okay, and
what about Trainspotting? When are you going to see that?
That hasn't opened yet, but I'm dying to see it.
I heard it's really perverse and gross.
It's supposed to be the Scottish Clockwork Orange or something like that.
Woohoo! Okay, well, thanks, Scott. This has been Scott Barlow, the movie critic here on the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show with...
Seen any good movies lately?
Thanks, Scott.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
You know, I had dinner tonight with a guy that told me Mission Impossible wasn't worth renting.
This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
I didn't want to bring that up to Scott, though.